we just have an ID though before you start?
Yep, please? My name's Mick Frewen. I'm the Divisional Superintendent of Fawkner.
Do you mind spelling that out, please?
F-R-E-W-E-N. Okay, so what we know at this stage is that around 9 o'clock this morning, a Beechcraft airplane was taking off from Essendon Airport from the runway. Close to taking off from the runway, a called in a mayday. We understand that there potentially was a catastrophic engine failure, but we're unsure at this stage. It gained a slight degree of altitude before crashing into the back of the DFO and Focus on Furniture buildings that you see behind me. At this stage, the fire is still ongoing, and ourselves and the MFB are working to put out the fire before we can take the matter any further.
Do you know how many people were on board the plane?
Not exactly at this stage. We're still waiting on advice from Essendon Airport Operations.
Any injuries so far?
We don't know. We've been unable to assess the scene because the fire is still burning.
Do you know if anyone would have been inside those buildings?
We don't know at this stage. As soon as the MFB put out the fire, we'll do an assessment on the structural integrity of the building, and then we'll send in people to ascertain those that are injured or otherwise.
What was the building? Was it a shop or was it a storehouse or what was it?
Both. It's a storage area at the back of Focus on Furniture and JB Hi-Fi.
Do you know the purpose of the flight was a charter flight?
It was a private charter flight. That I can tell you, but as to the number of passengers on board and the exact destination of the flight at this point in time, I'm unable to give you any further information.
So you just can't get close to the wreckage?
It's still burning.
Yeah. What's happening
with the freeway? So outbound lanes at the moment of the Tullamarine Freeway are blocked. It is our intention to open them shortly. Inbound lanes of the Tullamarine Freeway are closed and will remain closed for some time yet. So advice to motorists is to look at alternative routes. We understand at this point in time from a briefing I've had that there is some debris on the freeway proper, so we just want to make sure that that's preserved as much as possible. We're awaiting CASA advice and the Bureau of Air Safety, so our imperative after doing an initial assessment of the scene will be to preserve things as much as possible.
Have you spoken to the management of the businesses here to ascertain how many people have actually been in the buildings at the time?
Those inquiries are ongoing.
Have you managed to track down the company which owned or operated the charter flights?
We're working with the Operations Department of Essendon Airport at the moment on that.
Okay. We'll have an update later as well.
Thanks very much.
Okay, will you do that here, will you?
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you.